The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California. Gunslinger Hour, right here on
KRLA.
That's right. The answer.
The answer. Gosh, it feels good to be back.
We miss you. Because Jimmy Era was on a fact-finding mission last week.
And boy, did I find him. I found all the facts.
You were hanging, and I don't want to get this wrong.
Every single fact there ever was.
Oh, my gosh. All the ice cream.
You're hanging with a lot of burly fellows.
Yeah,
what
you
was
know
that
what?
About?
Luckily for me, they were all very, very gentle and very, very kind. Yeah, I was.
This is not making it any better, Jimmy.
No. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Let me rephrase that. They were.
Please.
No. I did meet a...
So how was your week, Jeff?
No, I had a good week. It was the end of spring break.
It was a birthday, wasn't it?
Actually, my kids had spring break for the last 2 weeks, and so the missus and I had planned this way beforehand, and it kind of ended at the end of theirs, so it was a nice little break for us, and we enjoyed the festivities, stayed out there, met a lot of cool people, everyone out there, and I mentioned us, talked to some cool people about guns, so hopefully they'll be hearing from us this weekend.
That'd be great.
That'd be nice.
Very good.
Although the size of the people you were hanging out with, they didn't really need guns, did they? Most of those guys would be a fair fight with a bus.
Yeah, I felt like I came underarmed. But no, yeah, all really good times.
And in the continuing saga or soap opera,
dun, dun, dun,
that is about your new location.
That
Jeff.
Is Gunslingers. As I said last week, we found a great location. It's not in Glendora, but San Dimas, and everything was going wonderful. We were going to sign lease agreements on Wednesday of last week. Oh. Everything was on track. On Monday, they called me and said, he's at his daughter's wedding. Don't worry about it. Everything's on track.
Don't
we're good
worry
to go.
About it.
We're all set. And then Wednesday came. And then Wednesday went. And then Thursday came.
At what moment did you feel this icy cold finger?
Well, the way things have been going, about 7:30 that morning. So Wednesday come and goes. Thursday comes along. And now it's noon Thursday. And I'm like, you know, maybe I better make some phone calls.
I'm starting to worry.
Yeah, so I called the lady that I've been talking to, a very nice lady named Yancey. Call, and she doesn't answer at 1:30 in the afternoon. She's always answered. Okay,
man.
So I wait a half hour. I call again. Again, no answer. Oh, boy.
You found your way to the curb in one quick hurry.
Yeah, this is not looking well, I'm thinking. So I call the guy that I went out and walked the room with. His name is Dave. So I call Dave, and he doesn't answer. Now I'm just here we go.
You got to be kidding me.
I've read this book.
That's good professional handling of the problem on their part,
so,
by the way.
Yeah, about a half hour later, I get a call back from Dave. Now, I'm not going to mention the name of the chain that is in the shopping center along with us. It's actually right across the drive from where we would be. It is an auto parts place. I'll just say that.
It's an auto location near the
is
end.
Is it appropriately zoned for auto parts?
Well, it is apparently zoned for auto parts, but get this.
Not for?
This is in their rider. Okay, this is what it says in their lease. Landlord shall not use or permit the use or part of any or entire premises for any of the following. You ready for this? Manufacturing or industrial uses. Offices. offices.
No offices.
No office. If you have an office, you're out of here.
Filing cabinets are gone.
Either private or government. No government either, including, but not limited to, any type of medical office, clinic, or facility, residential use, flea markets or similar businesses, adult entertainment. Well, okay, we just kind of get that. Commercial indoor amusements. Not even sure what the heck that is. Schools of any type, churches, libraries, car rentals or sale, parking vehicles offered for lease or sale in the parking areas of the entire premises, restaurants, nightclubs, cocktail lounges, meeting halls, taverns, undertaking establishments, bingo games, casinos, or off-track betting agencies, pawn shops, or gun shops.
Right at the end.
At the very end. Yeah.
So what can be there?
You don't get to feel special about being singled out after they've named
They won't even let the government in.
Every other business on earth has been named.
So what in the world? Who signs this kind of list?
No bookstores, no ice cream shops.
What happened that they wrote this?
What kind of gotsies have you got to have to tell your landlord, look it, I'm coming here, Jack.
You want me here.
But you ain't doing none of this.
Don't bring them. Don't bring them. I don't even like them.
No, forget about it. See that guy? That guy.
Ice cream. That's that. You gone.
Get out of here.
Nightclubs and
pizza guy. You pizza forget vendors.
Forget about it. Get that. Yeah. See that guy right there? You're out of here.
Religious gatherings, you bunch of whack.
I mean, okay, you know, I can see, I guess, you know, gun shops are kind of thing. But a mortuary?
You can't
have a mortuary?
You can't have indoor entertainment?
What exactly is that? No arcades? If you have a good time at a library, isn't that an indoor entertainment?
You can't have that there either.
Well, apparently, no. You probably... That would be a government...
Oh, you're right. A government institution.
You can't, there's
so
a
basically, you can't have anything...
Nope.
It's a little too late for that, but to make a longer story a little shorter, they are requesting a stay of execution, for lack of better explanation. So they're trying to get me in under some kind of an exclusion, but in the meantime, I'm back beating the pavement looking for a place. I was looking at a place yesterday. It wasn't real promising, but...
If you're going to have to, you have to be.
I'm almost to the point of beggars can't be choosers here. I don't know what else to do.
This is very, very trendy right now. You could probably get government assistance and get your guys fed two or three times a day plus health care. Just start setting stuff up under a freeway overpass.
Oh, there's an idea. Easy. Could you imagine?
Traveling FFL. Yeah.
Come to Gunslinger's Gun Shop.
We're the third tree
on the off-ramp of San Dimas Boulevard, right behind the big bush and the blue tarp.
The blue tarp. Don't go to the green guys. Those green guys are terrible. Yeah.
We're the yellow tarp. Don't go to the blue tarp because you'll get the brown acid.
Hey, I don't mean to like throw this out there, but maybe if you did, the shop was a little bit closer to maybe Jimmy, I'd spend a lot more time there. It might be easier to get. Just saying, Zal. Just saying,
Zal. So if you have any commercial property in the Tri-County area at this point in time.
I mean, somewhere in Southern California.
And
up
you don't
to
mind
San
ice
Francisco.
Cream stores, pizza parlors, or
bingo parlors, adult entertainment,
undertakers.
No undertakers.
The
no
undertaker
pets.
One kills me. I mean, what kind of guy sits down and goes, you know what?
What?
I don't like mortuaries.
Nope.
You remember the problem we had with them last time?
you know, I mean, come on, mortuaries and tools? Well, no.
Not with my oils. You know what they do? They're gonna be trading off stuff. I'll give you a little bit of this,
they'll
a little
be
bit of that.
Stealing my. I don't know where to go.
Well, that's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
not glossing over the fact we got to get you to building, but
yeah. So anyway, that's the latest. You know, we're all set and we're all ready to go. Literally, I have the whole north side of the store completely
gone.
There's nothing there. We moved everything to the south and we're just waiting
for a place to put it.
I was expecting to have keys by last Friday and start moving stuff, and we are back to square zero.
Hey, he pays his rent on time, folks.
Every month without complaint. I mean, it's
for 25 years.
It's mind-boggling. I went and looked at a place yesterday with a new friend of mine, Lawrence Sosa. By the way, if anybody needs anything real estate, I highly recommend you look up Larry Sosa. This man has gone above and beyond for me, to the point of I can't even believe how cool he's been. So look him up. I think he's in the Covina area. Next week, I will get a phone number. But his name is Lawrence Sosa. So give him a call. Anyway, let's get to Richard at the airport before we run out of time for this segment. Richard, how are you, sir?
Happy Easter, you high-pressure squirt gun slinger.
Thank you,
Happy Kyle. Easter, Richard.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, you know, during the Civil War, they had some cannonballs that had explosives in them. What about bullets? Did they have any exploding bullets?
You know, the military does have something along those lines in like a 50 cal I've seen. I was watching one of the on the Outdoor Channel, and they were shooting into a brick wall, and as soon as it hit it, it was kind of interesting because it went through the brick wall, but the brick wall did something to the inside of the bullet, and it was like a fraction of a second after. So as soon as it cleared through the brick, it exploded on the other side.
Ooh, if you follow me. So
it didn't blow up on the brick. It went through the brick and then blew up.
Not through contact, but actually through it.
But I think he's talking about the Civil War.
No, he said they had them.
Oh, they had them.
And do
okay.
the, yeah,
Sorry,
do we
my
have
bad.
Stuff? Yeah, do we have stuff
so
now?
So like the Gardner bullet. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have bullets that go sideways. Yeah, go ahead.
Did they have anything in the Civil War that was like an exploding bullet? So I imagine they've
Look
got
up a
now,
thing called the Gardner bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, that was all before the Hague Convention, often misnamed as the Geneva Convention. But, yeah, that was before all that stuff happened. So, yeah, they had all kinds of nastiness out there to off people. Although, not like getting hit by a 58 caliber mini ball.
Wouldn't
do it.
Well, yeah, because, you know, that just literally takes your arm completely off.
I did look it up, and it says the Gardner in 54 and 58, third category of explosive projectiles that were qualified as altered bullets.
Yep.
I don't know if they have those anymore. Huh?
All right, Richard, you got a joke for us today? He says knowingly.
Why is the Easter Bunny so lucky?
Why is the Easter Bunny so lucky?
Why is he so lucky?
I give up.
He's always carrying a rabbit's foot.
He's got four rabbit's feet.
I was going to say, Jimmy, you got it exactly right.
Exquisite. Love it.
You see what I have to put up with?
Yeah.
All right. Rabbit's foot. Lucky for everybody but the rabbit.
Yeah. Pretty much. Richard, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for the call.
Have a happy Easter. See you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
you
buddy.
Too.
Well played.
Okay, and as stated, this is a live call-in show.
Sure is. That number is going to be 866-870-5752. Once again, give us a call, 866-870-5752.
We're going to be back right after this with Rick from the CRPA. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
To the next whiskey bar.
Rockin' the treetop all day long, rockin' and a bobbin' and a singin' this song. All the little girls on Jane Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rock and roll.
Thank you very much, everybody. I just want to say,
Elvis snuck into that song. What was going on?
Hey. Thank you very much.
Oh, I just want to say.
Just one more time, baby.
All right. Again, this is a call-in show. Captain Rick has called in. Rick, we'll get to you as soon as we can, but we got Rick from the CRPA. And again, the number is
866-870-5752.
All right. Let's go to our friend Rick from the CRPA. Rick, how are you?
We're coming out of recess, and the games begin tomorrow.
So
between now and the end of the month, they have to get all the bills passed so they can go to the other house, and we can look at the finances of it. They can actually afford these bills. So we are going to what I like to call Crazyville at the Puzzle Palace.
So we've
got some brutal bills coming up, a couple of those that I'm going to highlight tonight and encourage all your people to call their local assembly people and senators and say no forcefully as much as possible. Obviously, one of those is AB 28, which we've called the zombie bill. That's the one that would increase your taxes when you go to purchase firearms and ammunition.
Yep.
And earmark all that revenue for gun violence prevention, research, and education, a.k.a. Funding programs that would make it harder for you as a law-abiding citizen to hold. So that's right. They want to tax you so they can further restrict you.
Exactly.
So obviously that's going to be heard this week, and we need a lot of support. Another one that will not be so near and dear is Jones Sawyer has Assembly Bill 574. Jones Sawyer is out of Los Angeles, out of the 57th District. And what he is trying to get passed is, so get ready for this one, Jeff. Everybody would have to acknowledge when they do their drills that they have within the last 30 days confirmed possession of every firearm they own or possess.
Every firearm.
Every firearm.
Hey, good luck.
And what would the possible point of that be?
Yep. Because they're trying to say that people don't know what they have, and this is yet another reach around to say, because then obviously it's, well, how do I confirm that? And that would require everybody to start asking the Department of Justice for a list of what the state says you have to confirm that all those records are up to date.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good luck with all the guns you have and all the right. Anyone else who has any, more than six.
I mean, come on. The overreach is I'm pretty sure somewhere in the Constitution it says Article 13, let the government completely overreach.
Yeah, right. There's got to be some subtext there.
Yeah. Give me a break.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Rick, what is going on with the DOJ putting video in the gun stores deal?
There's a lot being discussed right now. I don't think DOJ really knows what it's doing because sheriffs of the Department of Justice, which is not my favorite people on the planet, but they are literally being overtaxed, especially by this current legislature. This current legislature is dumping one thing after the other on top of it. And so this is one of those areas that we've had some bills that went from what were called one-year bills this year, which means you have to get all the way through the system, to two-year bills on both sides to try to get some support, which is good because the vast majority of two-year bills never make it out. But to get very specific, as we're looking right now, Department of Justice officials are meeting with assembly members of different caucuses, and what we're hearing so far is, we're having a hard enough time doing what we're tasked to do. And yet, that isn't stopping the previous bill I talked about, or one of the ones I'm going to be talking about tonight, which is, hey, here's a great idea. Since they already can't keep up with background checks and getting those things done, that every CCW instructor in the state would have to go through the DOJ.
No.
Which, looking at the Bruin decision, which was the Supreme Court decision last summer, that says, hey, there's a finite amount of time that you have to process a CCW. And so, you know, a lot of people are in the premise that maybe they're trying to do this to force a meltdown, to force the problem to happen so they could make even up more bills. Which is why, if you look at Senate Bill 2, which replaced 918, which was the anti-CCW, anti-Bruin decision bill, while it may be a do-over, there have been devious thing after devious thing. One of the things that Portantino was trying to get put into that was that you would also no longer be allowed to carry shotguns, rifles, or handguns at ticket counters, parking areas, baggage claims, any other public transportation facilities, airplanes, trains, buses, cabs, etc. And the way we got that knocked out of the bill was not that it was unconstitutional, which it is, but was fair to say, oh, so you're going after hunters. And they were like, what? And we're like, well, being able to go hunting, you have to often go through one of those transportation corridors. And you just said no rifle, shotguns, or handguns, which are all used in hunting.
Yep.
So he did back off of that, but it's still completely overreaching. When, you know, people want to be able to defend themselves, as you guys know, I mean, you still allow the firearms that people go to apply with their CCWs. and they're still trying to make it so literally it would be impossible for me to drive from my house to your store, Jeff, without violating the law a half dozen different ways. And if you didn't think that that was their overall goal, they have another bill that we're going to be listening to next week, and I'll talk about it on Sunday, but just as a teaser, so to speak, if the literally turn for a couple of years the entire, like, three-mile radius of the Capitol into a zero-gun-free wow. policy. And while a lot of people look at that area, well, it's Capitol buildings, government buildings, isn't it already like that? No. There's a lot of apartments, homes, places that people bought and owned that they wouldn't be allowed to have a firearm. And then they're like, oh, well, we could do a carve-out so they could keep it in their house. Well, that goes back to Heller. Heller said you didn't have to keep it in your house.
Right.
So this is the kind of stuff that they're trying to do, and you have to sometimes take three steps back from a single bill and look at the collection bills to see where they're really going.
Yeah, because there's so much there. There's, like, on just the ways they can try to stop you at every corner, but then they have the things that are underneath that that they're trying to...
Well,
to
the long underneath is we don't want you to have guns.
At all.
See, we didn't say you can't have guns. You just can't go anywhere with them.
You can't go anywhere, and then you can't be instructed to use them safely. You can't be, educated on them. You can't bring them anywhere. At every turn, it feels like.
That's the sand hill that he's facing all the time, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then they have another one that Portantino put out, which is Senate Bill 368, which would, I mean, you know, and I'm sure because we've talked about this, but there has been times where, Jeff, your FFL, as an example, has been willing to help out various organizations throughout the time you've been in business with fundraising efforts. Well, if 368 goes through, no FFL could work with any group to fundraise.
Why?
Because.
Oh, I see.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I was unclear, but now I understand.
Of course.
It's just because. Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Really what they're looking at is this would help to stop you know, anybody from being able to continue the culture of gun ownership, families one go, and then if the nonprofits in their various areas aren't able to raise money, then they win.
Yeah.
Which, again, if you look at that, you know, you can look at, well, that's just towards FFL, but then combine that with Senator Min's bill that he's trying to get pushed through right now, which says, hey, if you do business with any firearms manufacturer, for example, then you can't, as a bank, if you're helping out that manufacturer out in the state of California, you can't do any business with the state or any state agency.
So
yeah.
Unbelievable.
No, so that coupled with, like, say, the breaking down of the child, the youth groups and all that, and the no mascots and your name.
Right.
Now they're reaching in so no one can help these groups at all. So the de-education and the stopping of educating our youth about firearms, is they're trying to halt it all at once. Now they're trying to nip at the roots now.
Yeah, and what you got to look at is it's tedious. I mean, there's some people nationally that have tried to knock out the shooting sports out of the Olympics. And USA Shooting has been doing a great job, which oversees our Olympic shooters and trying to defeat those individuals. But you're seeing it here in California because, as I said before on the show, we produce some of the top shotgun, rifle, three-gun people. I mean, I can't remember her name, Jeff, but there was a young lady just a couple of years back that was doing an outstanding job in SAS, for example, and was qualified to go to nationals and has a great career ahead of her if she chooses to do it. But, you know, a lot of those kids are funded by different groups that help to offset the cost of ammunition, training, et cetera, you know, travel. Well, those groups aren't going to be able to do that, which means we're not going to be able to field the people we've been able to field historically as a state, let alone as a country, which is part of the overall, you know, Newsom and friends, let's kill the culture of being a firearms owner.
Yeah.
And that's why I look at people throughout the country and say, don't say this is a California-only thing, because it's not. Because, you know, unless you're not listening, Newsom is running for not running to run to be president.
Yeah. Oh, unquestionably. We've been calling that for a year.
We only have about a minute left. What's going on with the roster?
So So right now, good news on the roster is it looks like we have won. In fact, the last bill that was dealing with micro-stamping looks like it's going to be pulled either tomorrow or Tuesday, because even the Attorney General said, okay, enough courts have said it, that's illegal, we can't do that. And then the rest of the roster, it looks like we're going to be fighting that for a couple more years in court, appealing it. But we've got the upper hand because so far we've got three different judges saying that we have been right for years and saying it was unconstitutional. And so now we're getting ready to go another round.
Hindsight is 2020.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you get for being right for years? What's the reward?
Nothing.
Thank you.
All right, Rick, as always, we appreciate everything that you do. If anybody wants to join the CRPA, donate money, donate their time, how do they get a hold of you?
Call crpa.org. And if they have any questions, reach out to us at contact@crpa.org. And thank you for all you gentlemen do.
All right, Rick, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck in Excremento this week.
Sir. Thanks, Rick. Safe travels.
Okay.
Happy Easter.
Talk to you later. This is the Gunslinger Hour. We'll be back with questions and comments and phone calls at
866-870-5752.
And we'll be back right after this.
Yes, we will.
Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your turtle loving, all your love and kissing and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be blue. Well, that'll be the day.
I can go on another whole song. Anyway, welcome back to the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And, oh, man, the phone lines are blowing up. You know what? He's been waiting a long time. Let's get to our friend, Captain Rick of
Captain Mike, the boat
show on Saturdays. Captain Rick, what can we do for you?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, happy Easter. By the way, you know what the Easter buddies all say before they sit down to eat on Easter Sunday?
What is it?
Manja.
They say let us pray.
Let us pray.
Oh.
Turn up the beat.
Captain Rick is a major pain.
I tell you, I got the greatest spot for you. I'm solving your solution. By the way, CRPA, CRPA had an amazing booth with a BB gun range for the kids at the Bart Hall show.
Oh, no kidding.
Really? Well, surprise. Yeah, good for
fantastic.
Them.
Fantastic. It was a nice big booth, very well attended. I was watching them from the little NRA booth down the hall.
Oh, awesome.
Very good.
Oh, it was fantastic. Right next to Oak Tree, had an axe throw booth. You could throw an axe, which scared me to death because I was afraid it would bounce off and chop my head off.
axe throwing bars are a thing right now, and I'm just trying to think of a more legally
stupid
pairing. I mean, honestly, but yeah. Anyway,
I'm a flaming juggler too. Come on, let's do it.
I know, alcohol and lawn darts.
Hey,
you can't go wrong.
Just regular darts. Geez.
Anyway, you know, Rick. Actually, what I'm thinking is, how far do you have to be offshore to be?
Exactly what I was going to say. Let's get an oil tanker because they're useless. They're sitting out there anyway.
Yeah,
we'll get an oil tanker and you ever watch the Peter Gunn show? That's where the gambling ship is, about a mile and a half out of here. It just changed everything. It used to be 3 miles. They're trying to say international waters 12. Is 12 miles.
Yeah.
But I say we get an oil tanker, and then people will come to the marinas, and we'll taxi them in our dinghies over there. It'll be fantastic.
Well, you know, we could open a whole other part of the store and have it all fishing stuff.
Oh, wow. We could accomplish so much now.
I'm telling you.
Expanding.
I'm telling you.
Hook slingers and gun slingers.
Hook slingers and gun slingers.
Oh, there we go. We're coming in. Trademark, guys.
You're just casting for the right
version. You guys know why the Easter bunnies don't get hot in the summer?
Why? Hmm.
They have hair conditioning.
Oh. On that note, Rick, we'll see you later.
Thank you.
It's a fur better thing.
Thanks for the call. Oh, yeah, yeah. That between him and Richard.
Rick, you're going to get a demotion, buddy.
Yeah, you're now Lieutenant Rick.
And there's a non-commissioned spot waiting for you.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. What again? Give out the number because people seem to want to call in tonight.
That's going
to
be 866-870-5752. Once again, 866-870-5752.
Have you not already saved this? How have you not already saved this, America?
And the whole point of tonight's show, we are going to talk because our catalog is done. The descriptions are entered. I think we have about 30, 40 more lots that we need pictures on. And by Tuesday, we're going to be looking at already. I don't think we're going to put it online yet, but we're ready.
All right. You've got an auction coming up. Walk mm-hmm. me through it. How does this work if I want to sell my firearms?
Well, if you have guns you want to sell, all you have to do is bring them in. I ask one thing and one thing only. Unloaded.
Please.
That's all I ask. Just bring them in unloaded.
We always double, triple check, if you could do the first one, that'd be great.
Yeah, but you bring them in. We get you a contract and a receipt. I do have a seller's commission. That means that I do make money off of what you bring in to sell. That's how the gunslinger makes money and buys all his cars.
Everyone's got to eat.
But in fairness, there's no way to really just sell that firearm by yourself anyway.
No, not especially.
You don't want to be dealing with sketchy people. You don't want people coming to your house and stuff.
Yeah, especially in California, you have to be so careful because you make one wrong move and you could end up in jail, literally. No joke at all here. I'm dead serious. You could do one silly little thing wrong and... Yep. Here they come. So
you're absorbing all of that potential liability.
You bring them into me. I've got millions of dollars worth of insurance. So
is there a limit on the number of firearms I can bring to you?
Nope. You can bring one. You can bring. We've had the one gal brought us in over 1,000.
1,000 guns.
Yeah. So this auction that we've got coming up on May 28th, by the way.
May 28th.
Go to gunslingerauctions.com.
That's like weeks away at this point.
It's minutes away. What do you mean weeks?
I can smell it. Anyway, I literally can.
We had 3 phone calls within like 4 days. I've got 100 guns, da da da. We went and picked them up. Mm-hmm. Another guy called, I have 210 guns. We went and picked them up. And we had another guy, 150 guns. We went and picked them up. We were almost done. This auction is going to be just about 750 guns.
Another 750.
Yeah. And I think official number is 730. And it's not always just guns.
No.
We don't sell ammo, but. Collectible ammo we will do. You have a box full of original Henry ammo. We'll be happy to sell
that. That looks kind of nice.
A little volcanic.
Yeah, anything like that we're happy to do. But, we don't sell, box lots of 22s and so on and so forth. We've sold everything literally from Japanese matchlocks from the 1600s to,
Conquistador helmets.
Our favorite, the wheel lock.
Yeah, the wheel locks,
have you
of course.
A Johnson?
We actually have another Johnson in this auction. We do. Not only do we have a Johnson, we have a Johnson with its bayonet numbered to the gun and its scabbard.
Okay, Johnson had a wacky, wacky bayonet because the action reciprocated.
Yep.
You couldn't weight the barrel too much, so they got this weird little unique.
Yeah, it's almost like a tent stake.
Stabby, things, stabby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stabby, stabby. Those things are blowing up right now, too. They're getting valuable, so this would be a good time to get in before they go crazy.
Yeah, if you go to my website at gunslingerauctions.com, and at the bottom, the TV show that we're working on right now, you can see the whole. We have a 6-minute, what's called a sizzle reel.
Oh, they think it's hot. Too.
Yeah, and Jimmy's hair is in it.
Yeah, you can see my hair a bit. You know it's me.
It was the right thing to do.
Yeah,
or Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've already had a few people say, "Hey, I didn't know that guy from the Steelers is working for you."
Yeah, he's up here, baby.
So, anyway, go check that out. And if we have 3 or 4 different channels that are interested, but I swear every stinking time. We're ready to go. Something happens with a firearm somewhere in the vast world, and it makes
everybody
the news
gets cold feet,
and they get cold feet. Yeah. They start to chicken out. So
there's no timing.
Yeah, if you know a producer that's got some
moxie.
Okay.
Backbone. Come on, any of these.
Feel free to give me a call.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to Jeff's Facebook. It's on there. The reel. It looks great. Share it around. Just try to get this picked up, folks.
Oh, the point I was making is the last auction, we had a beautiful 1941 Johnson sell, and my friend Mono ended up with it. And he had been looking at that gun for months and months and months, and he was not going to be outbid. But he did pay a few bucks for it.
He should.
Yeah.
What's the
goal? $13,250 for an M1.
Did it have its own?
M1941.
Did it have its own? numbered bayonet?
It did not. It was just the gun by itself. Yeah.
So throwing that out there.
Hey, let's get to Brian in Chino. Brian, what can we do for you?
Hey, happy Easter, first of all.
Thank you,
sir.
Happy Easter.
My question is, I know that you're a pretty good gunslinger there, Jeff.
Well,
and I've seen you on some videos and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody else in the room, I don't think you're any kind of slouch either, handling any kind of firearm.
Oh, he's a half a slouch.
I do competition shooting with a six-gun, too. Not SAS, a different organization. I'm wondering how many pounds of trigger pull would you recommend on a six-shooter for competition shooting?
Ooh. Are you running and gunning?
No.
Okay,
we
well,
just shoot wax bullets at a stationary target.
Okay, so
is it Fast Draw? Cowboy Fast Draw?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cowboy Fast Draw, yes.
Love Cowboy Fast Draw. For Cowboy Fast Draw, I would put it under a pound, wouldn't you? I mean,
whatever it took to get a clean break. I'd go two.
You think?
Yeah, just because you don't want to be ADing on
well,
your way up.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough, but... trigger control. I think I could do it.
You could.
Yeah.
When fractions of a second matter, right?
What's your good time, by the way?
Well, a good time would be anything under a half a second.
Mm-hmm.
But our
what's
world
yours?
Record is a mine. Well, I shoot with a 7.5
Ooh.
Barrel, so I'm at a disadvantage. But I can swing that thing on a good day about a .45.
That's pretty
for
brisk.
A 7.5-inch barrel coming
out. I got a hacksaw that says you got a 4.5-inch barrel.
And who owns your world record?
I can't remember his name, but it
Cisco?
Was a couple years ago, and it's a no, not Cisco.
Okay.
He was, but then when they moved the targets to closer and smaller,
mm-hmm.
Somebody else picked it up. I just can't remember
it's
his
like
name right now.
.29 now, isn't it?
It's a 2.8. Six,
yeah, that's insane.
That is quick.
It's very quick. Yeah. So it's you know a lot of fun. So I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
but like I said, I'm having not having any issues with my new Ruger Vaquero. But I'm gonna been working with the gunsmith here locally,
mm-hmm.
and
I want to say
I can give him a
go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, okay, real quick, I would say, you know, Shotgun Boogie does work on all my guns, and I want to say that trigger is probably about 2.5, wouldn't you think?
That's about right. Yeah. He does. He goes a little bit lighter than I like because we are running and gunning.
Yeah, but I love it, and, you know, that wide trigger, you can keep your finger out of it if you are running, and I just picked up a brand new set of holsters yesterday. I'm really excited. Yeah. So I'm going to go back because I shoot one-handed. So I'm going to go back to shooting cross draw and see if I like it or not.
Especially because of all the weight loss there. It's going to see you in something that fits.
You had to have a new rig anyway, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I kind of did. And now that I don't have to reach around the belly, I don't.
That cross draw is a little more.
I can just kind of go straight down.
Bam.
I don't have to go down and out and over, you know.
Boomerang over back into it.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like a. Oh, never mind.
Actually, I wish I knew how fast I could be if I did the cross draw. But for us, cross draw breaks the 170 rule, so we can't do that.
I got you.
So I'm like, okay,
all right. Hey, Brian, thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you very much.
Uh-huh, take care,
John.
And for a window in the insight into the fast draw shooting.
Yeah,
Cowboy Fast Draw.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh no, John Anderson. John, it's got a. He put a little thing on Facebook. Better question is how light should the hammer spring be? Some of us pull the trigger once and then rely on the hammer only.
Well, true enough.
Fun question.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't know.
A little bit heavier than you think,
yeah.
And I'll tell you why. You start slowing down the lock time if you have too light a spring. And that will actually, you'll reach, there's an intersection where you'll actually start slowing down.
Yeah, absolutely.
And missing targets.
Yeah, real quick, let's get to John in L.A. John, what can we do for you?
You talking to me?
I am.
All right. It's Rob, but...
I'll take John.
It says John on my screen. I'm sorry. What's your name?
Rob.
Oh, okay.
Rob.
Rob in L.A., what can we do for you?
It's monosyllabic and it has an O in the middle. So, you know, close.
All right. Well, you know.
Thanks for not being precious.
I've got a movie line again, or a scene for you guys to see if you can identify it. It's a more famous movie than last week. When I called, And then I have a question about a rare firearm, if you guys want to entertain that afterwards.
We just got the two-minute bell, so go ahead.
All right. So the movie scene, I'll do, again, to the best of my ability to recreate it and see if you guys can identify. All right?
All right.
So here we go. Sergeant, there's change in that Coca-Cola machine. I want you to shoot it and get the change out of it.
I have no idea. I love the accent, though.
Yeah, I'm entertained. But
that's like right, sounds so like From Here to Eternity or something.
That's private property. And the officer says, Sergeant, can you imagine the pranging that you'll receive from the Court of Inquiry when they realize that you've obstructed a phone call to the President of the United States? Now shoot it with the gun. That's what the bullets are for, you twit.
I have no idea. What is it?
The sergeant goes, all right, I'll get you your change, but you know what's going to happen to you? What? Answer to the Coca-Cola company.
Oh. God darn it. Why didn't they think it's 1, 2, 3? No, that's not.
No.
And then he bends down to catch the change, and the soda squirts out of the machine into his face like an old vaudeville gag.
Well, as it should.
And that completes the
cycle.
Okay,
real quick, your question, or your obscure gun.
All right. Obscure gun is, it's sort of like a .38. It's in the style of a 1911, but it's hammerless. It's like it's just got a smooth knuckle where the hammer would be, and apparently it was issued to my grandfather, like an Air Force issue, hammerless sidearm that's like a .38 or something like that. Are you guys aware of
a Colt hammerless, maybe?
It was probably World War II.
And it's in 32 cal, or I'm sorry, you said 38 cal?
Well, it's a smaller, I don't think it's a 45. It's like less than a 45. It's something less than that, probably.
That could be like a 1903 Colt or a 1908 Colt. It would depend on which caliber, because the 32 is for the 1903 and the 380 is for the 1908. It could be a 1902 Colt. I'd have to kind of see it before I could really tell you. But you know what? You never told us what movie that was.
Dr. Strangelove.
Okay. Right. I kind of had a feeling it was going that way, but all right. Hey, John, we got to get to
many great gun lines in that movie, so I might call that.
Okay, very good. All right, John, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you next time.
All right.
Okay, this is the guns. Man, we're coming up to the last segment already. Eric in Santa Ana and Brent in L.A. We'll get to you right after the break. This is the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA.
And we'll be right back.
Let's go.
Little Wrecking Crew music.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Gunslinger Hour right here on
KRLA. I'm dressed for that song, so I feel good.
You really kind of are. I would have to agree.
Board shirts on. You get your 6'3" rounded pintail tri-fin thruster in the van,
and my mariachi sandals.
Hirachi sandals.
I remember mariachi as a kid sandals. Saying it so wrong so many times that when it came up to say it right, I was like, that can't be right either.
All right, let's get to Eric in Santa Ana. Eric, what can we do for you?
Well, a happy Easter, all you guys.
Thank you, sir.
And, I have several questions, but the first question I talk to your interviewer here is a friend of mine that's a police deputy sheriff out in San Bernardino suggested I get the 6-hour P365, and I've looked online. And they, I don't know which model, because they got an X, an XL.
XL.
You know,
Get the XL.
I agree with the get the XL. Yeah. You got two adherents of it right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I own,
however,
the micro version?
The micro, the shorter barrel and stuff. Mm. Honestly, I like the extra performance you get out of the longer barrel and the slightly longer sight radius.
Mm-hmm.
And it is usually not the length, especially the pistol that small, that betrays you if you're carrying concealed.
Yeah.
It's the width of it, and that's a good, slender little gun. Mm-hmm. So go with the extra performance and sight radius, thinks I.
And the new one real quick, the new one that just came out comes with a Sig Romeo red dot on it.
Red dots are cool.
And it's got new sights that stand up tall, so you can see the sights through.
Even through the...
Yeah, and yeah, I just got one.
Oh, man.
I was going to say...
shooting it this morning, yeah.
Be ready for this, because it's not on the California roster.
Yeah, but because the California roster is losing...
Oh,
any minute now.
Yep. Light on the horizon.
Yeah, things will be popping here soon, I have a feeling.
And they have some real... I'm looking at the 365s, and they have got a bunch of cool...
Yeah.
I have shot every compact handgun available in the United States at this point in time, and the 365, to my taste, is the best. And I know you voted with your wallet as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because I've got the first version. That's what's on my CCW, and I carry it with me just about everywhere. But I just this week got the new XL with the tall
with
the Romeo on it. And, man, mm-hmm. I was shooting it today up at West End and was loving it.
I would get them. I would get the 9mm, not the 380.
Yeah, I don't think they make it 380.
They make the 365 380.
Oh, they do. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mine's all in 9mm.
Remind me, what is a 380?
It's 9mm on stun.
It is.
I recently purchased a off-roster police private party transfer mm-hmm. at a local gun range, the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like it, but I'm thinking of going to the SIG. You know, and as far as I hope you have one in your auction. Otherwise, I'd have to wait for another private party sale to come up.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. And the other question I have is, when is the state championship in cowboy shooting on the Route 66?
End of this month. Yeah, end of this month. I think the last weekend of this month.
You're going to be there, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How awesome.
Yeah, I am signed up. I'm ready to go.
April 28th, 29th?
It's about, yes. I don't know the exact date. I just know it's the last weekend of the month.
Last weekend. Yeah. That's a fun event. They do a really good job out there.
You bet. Okay, Eric, we got more calls, and we're running out of time. So thanks for the call. We'll talk to you next time, okay?
Good luck on your 365.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
I've got the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard, and I love the way it feels when it's getting carried.
I agree.
It's a great call.
You know, we have a celebrity on line one here. This guy makes more radio shows than anybody. It's Brent in L.A., who I heard this morning on Leon the Motorman. And you're talking to Leon called me this week. You know, a couple of weeks ago, my 55 Chevy, I have a beautiful 55 Chevy that if you've ever seen American Graffiti, it's exactly like Bob Falfa's. I mean, it's got a 427 in it, you know, a four-speed. It's got all the exact same parts because the man that built the car lived next door to the man that owned the original car. And he would go over and measure and find every part. So every part that was on the original car is in mine. Yeah. His name was Kerwin. He was a great guy. He sold it to me about a year and a half ago. Unfortunately, he passed away of a heart attack a couple of months ago. But so I've got this car, and it's driving me nuts because it's not running right. And so I called Leon a couple weekends ago, and you know, Leon the Motorman, gave me about four or five different ideas on what it could be. Do you know, he called me this week and said, "How's that 55 Chevy, Jeff?"
Hey,
yeah, I mean, you know, Leon the Motorman called me. That was so cool.
Check, you
know, I
mean, did he offer you $500 in case it didn't run?
You know, he didn't. He must be slipping. Yeah. I mean, for those of you that live here in the LA, you know, Leon the Motorman, he's on another channel, of course.
He's a freaking fixture.
I mean, legend. The guy has been a hero of mine for 40 years, and he's been on air for 44 years now.
Those of you who have followed us for any period of time, we started with the show right next to him.
I can't believe we followed that legend.
Well, no, we opened for him.
We opened for him. Yeah, oh, my goodness. I forgot if we were such a long time ago.
Yeah. Because remember, we used to get up at 5 a.m. every Sunday morning.
Oh, you betcha.
Anyway, so
good cat.
Brent, you were on Leon the Motorman, and you didn't mention the Gunslingers. Shame on you.
I didn't have time.
Yeah, fair enough. I know you were like the last call of the day, I think, weren't you?
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like to him, I also want to send blessings, Easter and Passover blessings to you. You humble, patient, and gracious gunslinging saint.
Happy Easter.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Same to you. Same
Absolutely.
To you. Yeah, next time you get on Leon, you gotta mention gunslingers. He'll get Absolutely. A kick out of it.
Yes, okay. He will.
Yeah. And but that I think that you've rejected my advice to go full DEFCON 3 on any of these no good, unappreciative, amoral, anti-American atheists who refuse to rent to righteous, ethical, self-controlled, happy, humorous, and honest tenants like you is mind-boggling.
I know. It is. It really is. I mean, think about this. I've been 14 years in the same spot. I've never missed rent.
Same location.
For 2.5 years during all the COVID craziness, I was the only. There's 10 stores in these two things owned by the same person. Mm-hmm. I was the only guy paying rent for the entire time. I've chased out our next door neighbor. A guy went in with a big crowbar and tried to arm rob them. I chased him out of there. I don't know how. I was walking to the place next door to drop my laundry off. I saw the guy in there. I ran in there. He ran out the back, and I turned into Starsky and Hutch. I chased him out the back and down the alley. I'm running after a car going, what the hell am I doing?
Oh, my. Reality set in.
You know, and I stopped. And I was like, what if he would have stopped? What am I supposed to do? Shoot him, you know? You know, I call Fred, my bird, land on my shoulder, turn into Beretta. Anyway, I have chased out drug dealers that used to come around. I have chased out all
the vagrants.
You name it. I've gotten rid of them, and they're now all coming back. They see the big sign out in front of my store for lease. The homeless are already encamped at the end of the at the end of the shopping center.
Yep.
I've already started to see some of the drug dealers kind of sniffing
That's
around.
The utter lack of logic. The last.
And he's got it listed in the MLS for less than what I'm paying rent right now. That's what a great
That's
guy this
how
guy
bad
is.
He wants
Are you yanking
out?
Me?
Uh-uh.
Well, I mean, also, what I want to say is it also proves how wrong the Democrats' big lie of how guns are in any way a danger in the hands of God-centered Christian and Jewish American patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And you have access to a damn arsenal, and not a single one of them has had their hair even ruffled.
Mm-hmm.
So I guarantee if they were refusing rent to Antifa, BLM, SEIU, or the LA's teachers
Lawsuits,
union, they would not be so unmolested.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You bet. You bet. Hey, Brent, we're running out of time for the night. Thanks thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure I'll be hearing you on the radio.
Okay, good night.
Happy Easter.
Oh, Brent, I hear him on the morning show here on KRLA.
You just heard him right on the Kathleen show.
Yeah. That guy gets around.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I was going to say the STD joke, but never mind. Hey, this has been the Gunslinger Hour, and we'll be back next week, same time, same place.
Thanks for your calls, man.
Yeah, thank appreciate you the calls. It makes the show that much more
Rumble,
fun.
Rumble, Facebook, iHeartRadio, find us. Keep track of us.
Yeah, gunslingerauctions.com. You want to get a hold of me? That's how you do. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye, everybody.
I love
Goodbye,
you guys. Everybody. Good night.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.